Okay, so we're talking about learning and learning for the right reason, and how coming to Kedusha is more important than coming to Haskalah. Coming to holiness is more important than coming to intelligence. So we're in the middle of a concept on page Kufpeis, the third line from the top. So he's saying that last point of why Moshe was the Eved Nemon. He was the true Eved. He said, you know, for him, he only what Hashem wants. That's what he wants. And if he doesn't understand, he doesn't understand. Because that's Hashem's will too. So he says, Zeh hevdol dak min adak. This is a very fine point, fine difference. Kisov kol sov, because at the end of the day, anachnu chayovim lamol batorah v'chayovim gam lohavinu haskil. We are obliged to toil in Torah, and also we're obliged to understand Torah. We are obliged, it is part of the mitzvah to understand Torah. Aval tzorach shachipus lohavin yovim mekoach nekudas alishmo. But the search of trying to understand has to come from the power of the point of doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. Mitzad nekudas achipus lasus nachas ruch leboro. It's from the point of search to bring satisfaction to God. But it's not from the independent desire to understand. In other words, we open up a sefer to learn Torah. We learn Torah because Hashem tells us to learn Torah. We try to understand Torah because Hashem tells us we should try to understand Torah. And that's why we do it. And we don't learn Torah because I love the intellectual pursuit of it all. And I find it very geschmack. I find it very enjoyable. And I love to learn. It's a great thing to learn. I'm a scholar. I'm an academic. And that's why I like to learn Torah. He says, that's not why you're going to learn Torah. Now, you may also happen to like it. There's nothing wrong with, you know, happening to be a scholar and you happen to like it and it's very pleasurable. You know, that's a nice thing. But that's not why I go about doing it. I go about doing it because this is the Ratzon Hashem that I should make the search to try to understand what it means. And therefore, if you don't understand what it means, it doesn't upset you to the extent that your scholarship has not been satisfied. You may be upset that you're not able to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem in the highest level. But at the end of the day, you're not that upset because you understand that the wisdom comes from Hashem, and if He's not going to give it to you, He's not going to give it to you. And therefore, if you don't understand something in Torah, you don't give up Yiddishkeit. You know, a scholar can give it up. If he gets too many questions he doesn't understand, he says, you know what? Maybe this whole thing doesn't, if it doesn't make sense to me, it must not be that sensible. So if you say, no, you know, I only know a drop in the sea compared to what God knows anyway. So I'm trying to get whatever I can. And if I don't understand, then I realize it's beyond me. So he's saying, Rabbi mibnei ha-Torah, libam koe v'doev al-kach she'eshlam choser hespek alimud. It's a very important line. He says, many people who are bnei Torah, people who sit and they learn Torah, their hearts hurt them and they're concerned over the fact that they lack the ability to learn properly. And they say, because of that, I'm not great in Torah. A lot of people complain that I wasn't cut out for this. I wasn't made so smart for Torah. And therefore, and that's why I've never become really great in my Torah learning. So, his response is, Einenu sholei masadvarim, we're not going to negate what these people are saying. Avol tzarech l'das, shepo'amim rabos, masha adam einu tzomech, lo novea rak michasar nahahespeik. We need to know that often, the fact that people don't grow in their learning, that doesn't come out of the fact, out of a lack of ability. Elagam mikach, but it's also from this reason. They're lacking this inner point that the great Torah leaders lived with. These people, they live external lives, chayim shitchim, superficial lives. They don't truly tie themselves up to Hashem. And therefore, his Torah is not connecting him to Hashem. Right, that is this problem that we've been talking about the whole chapter. Is this Torah, emissa Torah, is it real Torah? Is it a Torah that you come to after you're connecting to Hashem and you're wanting it to connect you to Hashem? Or is it this intellectual Torah? He says, and that's the difference between the people who succeed in learning and not. The ones who really are trying to connect Hashem. If you're really trying to connect Hashem, you get something, as we know, you get siyata d'shmaya, you get help from Hashem, because Hashem sees this is what you want. He says, we gotta realize, if Hashem wants to help us reach the goals that we're meant to reach. So and one of the goals is being a scholar in Torah, in order to get close to Hashem. So if you, every time you're learning, you say, I want to get close to you, Hashem, I love you, I want to be close to you, and I'm finding it hard, make it easier for me. Hashem will make it easier for you, if you really want that. If that's what you really, really innermost want that. And then Hashem helps, and then you can become great. But if you're just saying, you know, I'm going to have some fun intellectualizing over the scholarship of Torah, you don't ask Hashem for help, you're not looking for Hashem. So Hashem doesn't give you anything. It could be you may not have the greatest abilities, but Hashem won't help you overcome those deficiencies either. So he says, "Lo rak ribui halimud achitzoni mekarav esadam lakodo." Not only the external learning of Torah brings you close to Hashem. In other words, the simple opening up the book and reading. Ha'ikah shebikarim hu hahergesh apnimi shadamargish kishu nigash limud haTorah. The main thing is the inner feeling that a person feels when he approaches to learn Torah. Shumis asek im Torah shol ribon kolomim. He is engaged in the Torah of the Master of the Universe. That's what you have to feel before you're learning. Lo Torah shel Abaye v'shel Rava bilvad. It's not just the Torah of Abaye and Rava. It's not just the Rambam we're learning. It's not just the Rambam we're learning. Ela Torah shechach melochis, but it's God's wisdom. Sha'ani dal shebedam, that me, the poorest of the poor, intellectually. Eineni mesugol avid mimenador. I can't really understand anything. I'm not suited to understand anything. And my whole engagement in this is to bring pleasure to my Creator. And not because of my yearning, my intellectual yearning that needs to be satisfied. That's the difference. As long as a person approaches learning from the fact that he has a great longing to understand, and that's all he has, the learning will not often bring you to that desired goal. If that's the case, therefore, every time a person is about to learn, he should pause and say the following. Here comes the tefillah. It's been long overdue. We have a tefillah. Ribbono shel Olam, this is the prayer. Master of the Universe. Ani nigash lilmod, I'm about to learn, I'm approaching to learn. Ki atot tziviso osi lasos kein, because you commanded me to do so. Im hayisa mitzavosi lo lilmod, had you commanded me not to learn, lo hayisi lo made klum, I wouldn't learn anything. If it wasn't a commandment, I wouldn't do it. If your commandment was to do kindness all day, then I would do kindness all day, even though I'm a great intellectual. And what's the proof that I don't learn Torah if you tell me not to? Tisha B'Av. And I'll learn a Tisha B'Av. That's a very interesting thing he brings up. You know, we all try to somehow get around it by learning on Tisha B'Av. If you ever think about it, what are you really supposed to do on Tisha B'Av? Right? You're supposed to say Kinos till Chatzos. You're supposed to say Kinos till Chatzos. That's what you're supposed to do. Chatzos is 1:30. You're supposed to say Kinos. Right? So what happens? Okay, so when you deal with Baal Tshuvas and they don't know about Tisha B'Av, they're just starting Tisha B'Av and it's hard to do Tisha B'Av. So you offer an alternative class. Okay, you offer an alternative class. But, you know, it's kind of come the day where you stop going to alternative class on Tisha B'Av. You know, okay, and we say that the learning on Tisha B'Av, there's Heterim, there's leniencies, there's certain things you are allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. You can learn about mourning, you can learn about that. And it's certainly a place for some words of arousal on Tisha B'Av during the course of the entire Tisha B'Av. But, you know, go from class to class to class to class. You know, the intellectual understanding of how Maimonides relates to mourning versus this one's understanding of mourning, you know. And it becomes an intellectual pursuit on Tisha B'Av. Because why? It keeps my mind off of the fast. It's a long fast after fast. So that you got shuls with programs of learning all day long. You know, you gotta be really careful when you set up such a learning program. You have to make sure it really keeps people in the Tisha B'Av spirit the way it should be in the Tisha B'Av spirit. And, you know, and it's really, Tisha B'Av is more, okay, the generations are weaker. Listen, it's better to do that than to listen to a ball game on Tisha B'Av. You know, so, and a lot of people, if they didn't have anything else to do, they start reading a newspaper, please. Okay, so, you know, it's better than things that are worse. But a person has to realize what is the real point of Tisha B'Av? The point of Tisha B'Av is not to learn. It's not a day of learning. Tisha B'Av is not a day of learning. It's like the, you know, just like the same thing. The other proof we could bring is when you're sitting Shiva. It's not the time to learn when you're sitting Shiva. It's not the time. You have to focus on the morning. Why? Because that's what God says you have to do. God, if you want to be close to God, you have to know how to mourn properly. Right, so especially on Tisha B'Av, it's because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. It's not a small thing. And to come to terms with the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash. And to understand your life has to be different because there's no Beis HaMikdash. And it has to be different so there will be a new Beis HaMikdash. Right, so really you should be spending the whole day, at least till Chatzos, saying Kinos, Lamentations. So we don't do it because it's the same like Tehillim. I don't understand that it's boring, even if I look in the English translation, you know. But, you know, they mention about certain, I think the Lutzker Rav was one, or maybe someone else, I'm trying to remember. That's right, I mixed up over here who it was, but I remember clearly that they said, you know, Tisha B'Av was the only day he has the leisure to really focus on his tefillas, to focus on his slichas, on his kinas. I mean, these are big gedolim. They had to teach Torah all day long, so they were limited as to how much time they could pray. They're limited, you know. They didn't have the luxury to daven for 6 hours. They don't. There are people who are involved with the community, and they had to learn a lot. They're learning a lot of Torah. They're teaching a lot of Torah, and that was important. And I'm not minimizing when they daven properly. And it wasn't like they rushed through davening chas v'shalom. I'm sure they spent an hour and a half on shacharis. But they said it's only an hour and a half on Shabbos. I don't have the luxury, the Gedolim would say, to really sit a whole day in Davin. I don't have that luxury. So this Gadol Rav, he says, you know, at least on Tisha B'Av, I have the luxury to be able to mamish Davin for more than half the day. I mean, Kinos is a type of Davening. It's a type of, and be able to reflect and pause and to think deeper onto those words that are being said. Right? Because that Kinos is really supposed to describe your relationship to Hashem and how badly you feel. And that's the day to this. So God has ordained that, you know what? Today I want you just to say Kinos. Till 1:30, say Kinos. You know, and then go to a cemetery. You know, and it's a day to say Tehillim. It's not a day to learn. It's not a day to learn. If saying deep heartfelt Tehillim to express, to pour your heart before Hashem. Right? That's the day. So we come with a heter. Well, you can learn. You can learn all the Gemaras that talk about the Churban. I mean, you can. But there's stress. It shouldn't be at no intellectual level. You don't start looking for a good shot in the Gemara. You just read, push it, what was the historical event that happened on Tisha B'Av. And to just simply come to terms on an emotional level of how bad the relationship is between us and Hashem. And how it has to be improved. And that's certainly a day to make that cheshbon and nefesh. And spend, if we say a whole year long, we can't do this 7 hours. I can't do it. I don't have the time. On Tisha B'Av, you have the time. Right? On Tisha B'Av, you have the time. You have 7 hours. You finish slichas at 1:30. Then from 1:30, then you have mincha. It's 2:15. And then the fast ends at about 9:30. Right? Now spend the next 7 hours making cheshbon and nefesh. Okay, so at least we'll be up to that point of the book to have most of the book done. That by Tisha B'Av you can do a cheshbon and nefesh, and just sit with yourself for 7 hours with no television, no internet, nothing, and you lock yourself in a room for 7 hours and make a cheshbon and nefesh. No, it's not possible. It's not possible. What's your excuse now? Can't say you're tired because you go to bed early Tisha B'Av. You go to bed by 11 o'clock. Programs are done. By 11 o'clock, you're in bed. You don't have to dive until 9. You can sleep 9.5 hours. How much more do you need to sleep in a day? Right? So now spend 7 hours making the cheshbon nefesh, or make the cheshbon nefesh throughout the night, and then after sleep, after kinas, go to sleep in the afternoon. So that's what he's saying. Because you see, I'm only learning because you told me to learn. And the biggest proof is when I'm not allowed to learn, I'm not allowed to learn. The problem is when Hashem says we're not allowed to learn, we do every other mishigas. We read the paper. We do this. We pay bills. We have a heter that after chatzos, you know, you have a heter, you can work, you can go to work. It's a leniency. It's a leniency in those days that if you didn't work, you didn't eat food. There was times where if you didn't work, you didn't eat that night. Okay, so it's, guy fasts the whole day, and then he didn't go to work, and he has no money to have dinner afterwards. So there's a heter, there's a leniency. Okay, buy 130, nebuch, you don't have any money. Okay, you can go to work so you can make a few dollars so you can have to eat a morsel of bread after the fast. That's how Yidden lived. But we don't have that nowadays. Why people have to go to work? How could a person go to work on Tisha B'Av? How could you work on Tisha B'Av? The dead one is sitting right before you. And that's mamish the time to make that cheshbon nefesh. Because there's no other, you know, I can't do this. I can't do an hour because as it is, I only learn an hour or two a day and they're taking away from my learning. That's on Tisha B'Av. There's no excuses. So that's what he's saying. If you would command me not to learn, I wouldn't learn. So I'm only learning because you're telling me to learn. I'm sitting to learn because this gives you pleasure. And whatever I attain and achieve in learning, I know that I am still deficient in true understanding. I haven't reached the ultimate depths of what these things are all about. And that's how you should start. That should be your tefillah before we start learning. I'm only learning because you told me to learn. That's it. And whatever I know is a drop in the bucket. Next page. Kuf Gimel. And then you stumble on a question you don't understand. You're stuck. You're trying to understand it. The first thing you have to know is why don't you understand the Gemara? God is trying to arouse you to the point to know you don't need to know it all. You don't need to know it all. You should stop and daven. You should say, Master Universe, if it's your desire that I should remain with a question and not understand, that I will so it is, I am prepared to remain such that I'm removed from understanding. But if your desire is that I should be able to understand it, I beg before you to have mercy on me, to give me wisdom, intelligence, and understanding that I should be able to understand the words of your Torah. And that's how you have a give and take throughout the learning with Hashem. But this prayer has to come, these two prayers, has to come from a place that is a place of purity in the soul, cleanliness of the soul. To recognize that you're willing to give it all up. It's not your agenda. If the check within yourself, if it would be Hashem's will, if it would be for Hashem, are you prepared to grow up to be an ignoramus that does not read or read and learn any Torah? If God would come down and say, listen, here's a Chaim, Shmuel Yankel, I don't want you to learn Torah. I don't want you to be a scholar. I want you to be this, because the Jewish people need this right now. I need you to spend your life trying to save Jews in the Holocaust. I want you to raise millions of dollars because for every $1,000 you can save in a Shama with a false passport and get them out or to bribe the authorities. And I don't want you to learn any Torah now. I just want you to go and save lives now. The person has to say, if, you know. So it could be for us it's easy because for us this learning is so hard. Yeah, I would do it. You got to realize how precious Torah is though. And how wonderful, how pleasurable it is. You know, we're talking to the scholars now who really like learning Torah. And if God says, you know, my rutzen is you shouldn't learn Torah. You have to be willing to be honest that whatever Hashem would tell you, that I'm prepared to do that if that's what it is. So kasha lo gia lo kazu nakuda, it's very hard to reach such a point. But you got to get close to that point. That to realize, to live with the reality that for Hashem you're prepared to live as a boor on the simple level, not even to be a scholar in Torah at all. And there are those who feel that way. There are some, you know, organizations that, you know, believe that people don't have to be such scholars and go out and stop assimilation. And then they feel that way. So that's, you gotta know, why are you learning this Torah? I'm just learning this because Hashem, and if Hashem doesn't want, Hashem doesn't want also. Hadvarim Rechavim, this is a very broad, it's a very broad topic. V'kasha lohaki v'sanosu perkechad, you can't get the whole idea in one chapter. Hadmadu benatayim rashi prakim, we've given you the major points. I'm going to try to expand on this as Hashem allows us to, and that's why the next chapter flows right into this chapter. So hopefully by tomorrow we'll be able to finish this next chapter. Okay, so move into Kuf Dalet Perek Yud. To keep focusing on this inner feeling, this tmimus that we're talking about, this wholesomeness that it don't come with any agendas. So he deals a little more with this now. Iker ha'his rachsus belimud. What's the main concentration on in when you're learning is bekiyum rasna bari, is to know that you are fulfilling the will of Hashem. So he goes on. Tibarnu beperek hakoidim. We spoke in an earlier chapter al malas atzmimus v'pashitus, the level, the virtue of wholesomeness and simplicity. Nishtadel harchiv lekarvus from life. We'll try to bring these words close to the heart to make it less theory and more practical. So, kishadam is yashiv lilmod, when a person sits down to learn, be'ofen pashut ha'machshav rishonai, what is your first thought, as we've been telling you till now? What's the first thought? Well, it's like we say in the davening, chaneinu me'idcha chachma bina v'das. I ask you, I supplicate before you that I should have wisdom, understanding, and intelligence. De'a bina v'haskel, the three other words mean the same thing. L'haskel l'hoven es adiv v'tor, to really understand the words of Torah. That's what you're davening. That's what, up to now, that's the simple understanding we have. So now he's going to take it deeper. This should be the second thought, not the first thought. Should not be your first thought. There's a thought before that. What the first thought? Should be that you're sitting down to learn because this is the will of Hashem. The kivin shirat sodi yaskal, since the will of Hashem is, you should understand. That's what I'm trying to understand. From yourself, as far as I'm concerned, if Hashem doesn't want me to understand, I totally agree with a full heart to not understand anything. If you don't want me to understand, I won't understand. That's fine. In other words, so number one is, and that's what the tefillah says, you see. We just had that tefillah. The tefillah says, I'm about to learn because you have commanded me to learn. And if you'd command me not to learn, I wouldn't learn. That was the nekuda rishon of the tefillah. And then the second point is, okay, Hashem, maybe you can give me a little understanding. But the first one is that I'm just doing it because you want me to learn it. So Nimtza comes out. She ikar ha'israchsus. The main concentration, the main focus, not only in terms of understanding and intellect, but it's for the fulfillment of the will of Hashem that a person should understand the Torah that he learns. Any intelligence that you acquire that has been removed from feeling, it now turns over and becomes independent thought, independent intelligence. And that's a haskala shasharasha mechait adamarishon hakadmos shalitzadas. And that's the same kind of thinking that brought about the first sin of man. Because first man, he thought what made sense. And what he thought made sense was the worst thing he could do. Haskala, a type of intelligence, shesibasahi ritzoni yisbarach. You need the type of intelligence that is that which is, that is rooted in the will of Hashem. Zoichach meshem mukusheris lebar elam. That's the kind of wisdom that is tied to Hashem. Haskala tahara she'ena mishabeshes sadasar lafochol maskil. It's an intelligence, a pure intelligence that doesn't get distorted by the understanding of man, and just turns it over into a pure intellectual pursuit. El nichlal hu b'kedusha shebetorah v'lorak v'haskalosa, but rather it's incorporated within the holiness of the Torah and not just pure intellect. Next page. Kechol she'adam eisik b'torah yosef shema, to the degree that a person is learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah, klomar lasos ritzoni is barchu the will of Hashem. That's Torah lishma, by the way. Torah lishma, learning Torah for its own sake, that is to do it as the Ratzon of Hashem, period. Lorak mitzat shuka atzus ha'chokhm lavona. And it's not only an independent desire to understand, to have intelligence. Hu yoser karav l'chud ha'pnim yishal Torah l'nishma sa'am. This brings a person closer to the main point of Torah, to the soul of the Torah. Which leads us to the next topic. Avodas Hashem yisparach v'lo avodas atzmo. We're talking about serving Hashem and not serving yourselves. For Hikdam Nulel, we've already prefaced, Shechol Yonenu Bidvorim Shonu Medabrim Kan Eino Haskolos. All the concepts that we're talking about here is not intellectual concepts. Eino Kavodah Sheinenu Bidvorim Medabrim Dibur Haskolos. It's not that we're not saying things that are intelligent. Aval Asiba Shetzarach Lulmas Advorim Lunasos Liyasvam Hiyal Manas L'Kayim Yisrael Yisparach. But the reason that we're sitting down to learn is because we're trying to fulfill the will of Hashem. It's not that we're not going to deal with intellectual concepts. We will. We're not telling you not to deal with things on an intellectual level. But it's not the intellectual level that's spurring me on to learning it, but it's through the will of Hashem. And our learning the intellectual things is to show Hashem that we're looking for Him. And here's the point, and we'll leave with this point. Raksha halavush shel hadvarim misbate. But the garment, the outer manifestation of our searching for Hashem, expresses itself with our devotion and dedication from an intellectual pursuit. In other words, we've got to know what's the essence and what's the garment, what's the cloak. The cloak is the intellectual pursuit. But the garment is, I'm trying to do the will of Hashem, and I'm trying to make Hashem happy. That's the core. But you're wearing a garment. But that's not the essence. So not to confuse the garment with the main thing. The garment is taka, the intellectual pursuit. But that's not the essence of what's going on. Okay, let's continue and finish up this chapter, this concept, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.